God never intended for prayer to be guesswork. He never intended it to be something like when you finish, you walk away and wonder if anything happened. He intended that when you say amen, that you walk away with confidence.
God never intended for prayer to be guesswork. He intended for all your prayers to be answered. Join Kenneth Copeland and guest Jerry Savelle as they begin their teaching, Getting Your Prayers Answered. Now, here's Kenneth.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Kenneth Copeland. Let's have a word of prayer. We'll get right into today's Bible lesson. Father, we thank you. We give you praise and we worship you today for this broadcast and for every word that is said and every deed that is done, every prayer that is answered out here in all of this radio and television audience. We give you the praise and the honor and the glory for it, Lord Jesus. We thank you, sir. In Jesus' name, amen. Would you join me today in welcoming Brother Jerry Savelle to this broadcast?
Praise
God.
Good to be back.
I'll tell you what, Jerry. Last night I was thinking about all the stuff that happened to you and me. Back, I mean, we've
seen it all, haven't
we? Yeah, we've seen it all. And I was thinking, it wasn't funny at the time, I'll tell you, but there were some things that just really, really funny. When you look back on them, they're funny. I was thinking about that barber over there in East Arkansas. We were in a meeting in that junior high school building.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just Jerry and me. I mean, there was a barber in town that also pastored a church there that's really famous for believing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And and he was running ads in the paper.
Yeah.
Did he give $1,000? I mean, this is back in the early, what, 70s?
Yeah.
Give $1,000 to anybody that could prove that they received any kind of a healing.
A miracle. Healing. Yeah.
Well, he's running these ads in the paper. Of course, it just did wonders for our attendance.
Yeah.
Anyway, all this talking ugly about us. Man alive. And he said things in there. He said, if that preacher's got anything, let him come over and blind me like Paul did that guy, you know. I said, Lord, can I do that, please? He said, nah. I said, well, why not? I said, I don't really need your power. If you just give me permission, I'll go blind him for about a week. And the Lord said, nah, you don't do that. I said, well, why not? He said, Bar-Jesus, that's the name of that sorcerer that got in Paul's way between he and the king.
Yeah.
He said that man was a threat, not only to Paul's ministry, but to the salvation of this man that Paul was ministering to. He said, this man's no threat. Let it alone. Forget it. Go on about your business. So we did that. I didn't pay no more attention to it. There's a guy come knocking on Jerry's hotel room door. And Jerry answered the door. He said, are you Kenneth Copeland? He said, no, sir. But he said, I'm associated with him. Is there something I can do to help you? Now, you tell what he said.
Well, once again, he said, first of all, he talked about how that, you know, if Kenneth Copeland can perform a miracle, then we'll give $1,000, and said, and if he can do that, then tell him to blind me. And I remember telling you about it, and you hadn't told me all that other part yet. And I kept thinking, well, I hope Brother Copeland does that. I'd like to see that myself. And you said, nah, I ain't going to mess with him. He's already blind. And I thought that's a great answer. But then he said, this guy said, well, my little daughter is sick, and they don't give her much hope.
Now, he'd been sitting over in that barbershop here.
Yeah, listening all day.
Yeah, yeah. He's waiting to get a haircut.
Mm-hmm.
And this whole barbershop bunch, which is where all the do-nothings get together and agree that they ain't nothing to do, and they're all in there agreeing that this, you know, blah, blah, blah. And he's sitting there listening to all this.
And they kept, you know, referring to you sarcastically as the healer, you know. And so he wanted to know if the healer was there, not Kenneth Copeland. Are you the healer? I said, no. He said, well, who is the healer? I said, well, Jesus is. He said, no, that preacher that's here. And I said, well, he's not the healer. Jesus is, but God heals through his ministry. And he said, and I won't use the exact words, but he said, I don't give a who's doing the healing. I just want my daughter healed, whoever it is. You know? And he brought her, and that's the little girl that had the
Jerry, I never made that connection. That was his daughter?
That was his daughter, and he brought her that night, and she got healed.
40 years later, and I'm just now finding this out.
Yeah, I told you, I said, bring her tonight. And she was the one that had that rod in her spine and everything, you know? I think she'd been in a car accident or something. And God healed her that night. You had her come out there and bend over and everything, you know?
Her mother took her back. We were in a junior high school gymnasium for the meeting, and her mother took her back to the girls' room and took a brace off her.
Yeah.
And she came back out there, and she's just all over the place.
Yeah.
And so I said, is there a physician present? This man raised his hand. I said, sir, would you come up here and examine her? Now, this is one of the things that guy said. You got to go to a doctor and be examined to get your $1,000.
To get the $1,000.
He ain't got $1,000. But anyway, he's pushing it. So he came up and examined her, and he said, I can tell you for sure that a miracle has taken place in her back.
Yeah.
And I've forgotten just exactly how it came about. I turned to her mother, I think. And I said, now what you need to do, take her back to her doctor. She said, he is her doctor. He's the one that's been taking care of her all through this whole thing.
Right.
But I never knew that she was the daughter of the man that came to your hotel room.
Right.
I'm sure glad the Lord had me bring
it. Praise God. And then, of course, they wouldn't. You told them, well, here's a bona fide miracle. And you ought to give that $1,000 to that girl. But, of course, they never did anything about that, you know.
Oh, then he come up with the best two out of three.
Yeah, right. Some other deal.
Praise God. Let me tell you something. You do not want to miss any of the broadcasts this week and next, because all Christian failure is a prayer failure. It's very, very simple. The Word says, you have not because you ask not. You ask and receive not because you ask amiss. In other words, when you're praying, you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, you're not praying correctly.
No. And the Scripture is very specific about praying in different forms and so forth. There's 1 Timothy says, first of all, prayers, intercessions. So that's bound to be two different things. Mm-hmm. Prayers, intercessions.
Supplication.
Then another place called petitions. And with thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. How do you marry prayer and thanksgiving? All of these things have to do with why is it so specifically detailed? Well, God has put certain safeguards on the prayer system to keep the devil out of it.
Right.
You could go to the bank, even have money in the bank. Go to the bank president's office, lay down in the floor, scream and holler and kick the front of his desk, cry, squall, bawl, I need my money. I want my money. He ain't gonna give it to you. He may know you personally, but until you put your signature in a specific manner on a specific withdrawal document, you're not getting your money out of there, even if it is yours, because he's not trying to keep your money from you. He's protecting you and your money from thieves.
That's right.
And that's what's happened in the prayer system. There is an absolute definite connection between the kingdom of God in heaven and the kingdom of God in the earth. Mm-hmm. And Jesus said, if you'll seek first my kingdom and its righteousness,
right,
all these things will be added to you. So in that seeking are different forms and kinds of prayer, different systems for certain kinds of withdrawal.
Right.
There is the receiving of healing. There's the scripture talks about withdrawing money from a heavenly protected place.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all of it. And if you don't know what you're doing, you're not going, God loves you and he's rooting for you, trying to tell you how to change this, and you're not listening to him. You just blah, 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 and just go on and on and on, and then say, well, I don't know why God don't ever hear me.
Yeah.
Well,
he's not trying to make it hard on us. He's trying to make it hard on the devil.
Yeah.
You know, when I follow God's system, then that opens that kingdom and everything that's involved in it to me,
shouldn't be
and
any,
blocks the devil.
Shouldn't be any struggle in there.
No,
all.
Huh? No.
The struggling comes from a lack of knowledge. From it starts with not knowing what the plan is in the first place.
Right.
Faith begins where the will of God, the plan of God, the purpose of God, the knowledge of God is known.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I said all that to say this. This is where the Lord has directed Brother Savelle to go all this week and all next week. You want to get every broadcast, I mean, record the thing, get it off KCM.org, whatever you need to do to get these broadcasts, download them, look at them, watch them, spend time in this. Allow the Word to renew your mind concerning prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one more thing, and then let's get into the scripture. What do you see? You don't think in words. Nobody does.
Mm-hmm.
You think in images, patterns, pictures.
Right.
When you're talking to yourself, you're the inner conversation that goes on inside, you're hearing the words, but you're seeing the images. There is a way of thinking. There is a way, a whole body of thought that got into you from the time you were born up to now, if there's never been any renewing of it. And this whole way of thinking, unless, if it's not on the Word of God, there is a way that seems right to men, but the ways, plural, the ways thereof are death.
Mm-hmm.
They look good, sound good. I mean, that's the way you always thought.
Right.
But it ain't right. And the only thing you can trust to change those thoughts is the Word of God.
The Word of God.
Now, when you're praying, you go somewhere, I don't care if you're at church or where you are. Let's say you're in a quiet room and you have made the decision that you're going to pray about this, and you're going before a holy God, and you go get on your knees. Now, what do you see in your mind's eye? Where are you? Do you see yourself at the feet of Jesus? Is that what you see? Do you see this little room? You may not even be aware that you see anything, but you go do it before the day's up. Do it right now. And see what you see. That image has been developed since days of Sunday school. You may have spent a life on the run. You may have spent a life in the streets or something and got born again and brought out of that. But you have a place where you go in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And you need that place to be what the Scripture says.
Right.
Not what you dreamed up or had formed in Sunday school or when you were a child, your mother's praying your prayers beside the bed or whatever, find out, because we're going after that place of prayer in the Word. That's important. Father, we come to your Word.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, we ask you to reveal these things to us. And we praise you for it. Every prayer of faith, every prayer of faith has within it the power to bring itself to pass when it is laid firmly on the rock of the Word of God.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, we begin with the answers to the prayer, mm-hmm. not the question.
His Word is His part of our prayer life.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I remember.
When you base every prayer you pray on what is written in the Word of God, then that's where 1 John 5 comes in. It says, and this is the confidence. You know, one of the great things about praying is being able to do it with confidence. Mm. You know, most Christians have no confidence. Most Christians, you know, their attitude is, boy, I don't know if it got any higher in the ceiling. I don't know if I broke through, you know. Man, I've been out there bombarding them gates, and I don't know if anything's happened. But John tells us that this is the confidence we have in him. Hebrews says, let us come boldly to the throne of grace. So we can come before God with boldness and at the same time with confidence. And when you pray, when you say amen, amen is not, you know, the end. Amen is so be it. In other words, when you walk away from your prayer time, you walk away with confidence. You know he heard you. And if you know he heard you, then you know you have what you asked for.
That's what it says.
That's God's attitude
in
prayer.
That's what it says.
God never intended for prayer to be guesswork. He never intended it to be something like when you finish, you walk away and wonder if anything happened. He intended that when you say amen, that you walk away with confidence that what I just asked God for, I know it's on its way.
Yeah.
I know God began moving in my behalf before I even finished the prayer.
Oh, man. Well, you know, what you just mentioned, come boldly to the throne of grace, that scripture is at the conclusion of two chapters in the book of Hebrews that began with, let us labor to enter into His rest, mm-hmm. finishing your own work as God did His. Mm-hmm. Enter into that rest. And then it says, come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain. Yeah. Obtain something, not try to get it.
Right.
Obtain grace and mercy to help in a time of need.
Help in a time of need.
Oh, man. Now,
but notice the attitude that God has. I mean, He inspired this. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. So God's attitude about prayer is always obtain, have confidence, come boldly. In other words, He expects it to work. He expects you to achieve something, accomplish something when you pray. It's never, in God's mind, something you try to do and hope something lands. It is when you pray, you get results. That's the way He expected us to approach prayer, is that it is an avenue through which our source of supply meets our need. Somebody said one time to me, well, you know, why do I have to ask God? If He already knows my need before I ask, why do I have to ask? Because simply that's the way He put it in the book. You have not because you ask not. And once again, He knows, yes, what I need before I ask, but prayer is communication with Him.
Absolutely.
It's being able to converse with the Creator of the universe, and it's being able to know that you have the right to stand in His presence and do it with boldness, and then at the conclusion of that prayer, walk away with the attitude, I believe I received.
What a privilege.
Yeah.
This just flashed across my spirit while you were talking about that. Notice the difference between, now this just you and me, and I happen to know that you need an apple.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now it's one thing for me to happen to know you need an apple, and I just say, Jerry, I felt like you needed that, and just give it to you.
Mm-hmm.
But if I created the apple, and I just said, Jerry, I thought maybe I'd need an apple. You don't know no more about that apple than you did mm-hmm. yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But when you come to the Creator and say, sir, let's talk about apples.
Yeah.
I happen to have need of apples.
Mm-hmm.
Well, God, His plan is not just, well, here.
Mm-hmm.
That's just not His style. That's not the way He does. He had much rather have you come boldly to the throne of grace and sit down with Him. We've been made to sit with Him in heavenly
right.
places. To sit down with Him, and He said, now, Jerry, let me tell you about an apple.
Yeah, here's how I made this thing.
And this is why
yeah.
I made it, this is how I made it, and this is what I want you to do. This is good to eat. But that's not what the most important thing about mm. that apple is. Now, son, the most important thing about this apple is them little seeds in there.
Yeah.
Because I don't have to give you but one apple.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got trees
right.
inside that apple.
Mm-hmm.
And I will put blessing on this apple. And I'll bless those seeds. I'll bless your apple trees.
Yeah.
I'll bless your garden. I'll bless that whole apple orchard.
Well, you don't only walk away with the apple, you walk away with the revelation of seed time and harvest.
Yeah. And the God that created it.
Yeah.
That's big, man.
And what's beautiful is He had me in mind when He created that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, all of it.
What is it Oral used to say? You can count the seeds in the apple, but you can't count the apples in the seed.
Yeah.
Because once you plant that thing and it becomes a tree,
mm-hmm.
whew, yeah. it'll produce seeds and apples and seeds and apples and seeds and apples
yeah.
as long as you'll take care of the tree.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that in itself is the design of prayer. That's the reason God kept to Himself one tree in that garden. God did not intend for Adam to be stupid where right and wrong, sin and righteousness are concerned.
Right.
That was His tithe. He should have picked that fruit from that tree and taken it to God. It is His fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And set it down there. And God would have said, now sit down here, son.
Yeah.
There's some things about this fruit I want you to know. Boy, things would have been different.
Well, and that's why you have to get a new mindset about prayer itself. Because prayer is not just always going to God with a need. Prayer is communication with God.
Yeah.
And when you get in that higher level where you don't think about prayer as being, that's what I do when I'm hurting. That's what I do when I'm in need. Prayer is communicating with
yeah.
God. It's fellowshipping with
yeah,
God.
It is.
Now, in the process, needs get met.
There's a lot of things that I used to just take to God and labor over it before Him. And since I have spent much time with Him, I know what to do with those things, and I don't have to make it a specific petition. I already know, and I just give Him thanks, go do what I've been told mm-hmm. to do. And we're out of time.
Well, through that fellowship, you get to the place where you already know how He thinks.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know? I don't have to ask Him what to do about this. I already know how He thinks.
I know what the answer is
yeah.
before I go in there because I've been in there.
Right.
Brother Jerry and I'll be back in just a moment.
Every prayer you pray can be a winning prayer. God has given us the playbook with all the rules of the game to teach you the right prayer for the right time. To be effective in prayer, as in sports, you have to use the proper equipment and guidelines. You don't have to try to figure out if you're praying by the right rules anymore. You can know how to pray correctly. The Call to Prayer package will help you learn. For more than 44 years, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have been putting God's Word into practice, and they've developed a lifestyle of faith and prayer that works. Their latest Lifeline kit, How to Get Your Prayers Answered, is an in-depth 10-day spiritual action plan designed to help you move from basic to world-changing prayer. Spiritual MVP and longtime fellow minister Dr. Jerry Savelle has written The Prayer of Petition. It is your hands-on guide to the prayer that gets results and your tool to stopping opposition. This winning team is here to coach you to victory. It's time to get your prayers answered every time.
Now, I want to talk about this just for a moment. Jerry Savelle's new book, The Prayer of Petition, Breaking Through the Impossible. This is vitally important. Now, it's one thing to, you know, just read a book and say, oh, that was good. No, this book isn't to be read like that. This is a book that you read and you meditate and you practice as you go through, and you go to the scriptures that are referred to here. You see a scripture, you stop, you go get your Bible, you open up, you read that whole chapter that verse is in. And then you meditate on it, you think about it, and then you read it again. And then you take KCM's work here. Gloria and I and our staff put this together, How to Get Your Prayers Answered, 10-Day Spiritual Action Plan. Excuse me. So there's 10 days there of actual action to take step by step by step. Time you get through that 10 days and you work with Brother Jerry's new book, you will know enough about prayer life, and I don't care if you know zero about it today, except just, God, help me. If you'll limit yourself to that until you know more, just say, God, help me, and then shut up, you'll be far ahead, really, than other people are. But you get in here and get these things in you and change everything. Praise God. So get a hold of these right now. I mean it. Now then, Southwest Believers Convention starts today and goes on all this week, 4th through the 9th. And this is our 31st year. Jerry's preached at every one of them. Praise God, he and I and Gloria. We've been there, hadn't we? Amen. And then Jesse and Creflo and them kind of sneaked in. But we're going to have us a time this year. Remember this. This is Happy Birthday, America. I got a letter from Bob and Rose Weiner, and they had a visitation of the Lord, and the Lord said to them, oh, this just, it gets to me every time I repeat it. He said, this is the only nation on the planet that was set up because people loved me and wanted to worship me. He said, I set up the nation of Israel because I love them. The United States was set up by people that love me, and I will never forget it. Oh, glory to God. This is Kenneth and Jerry. We'll see you tomorrow. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For today's broadcast on DVD or CD, our product offer, or for more information on KCM, visit kcm.org. Online, you'll find free ministry resources to help you live every day in faith. Receive God's promise that everything is going to be all right.